Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to speak to you on the subject, the structure of a self-organized life.
Na yebeka sa afa.
I am teaching to you from my book, Building Kingdom Structures. So the subject is the structure of a self-organized life. This structure of a self-organized life is one of the 12 secondary kingdom structures that must be in our lives. It is important for you to have a structured life and not a nebulous, amorphous life. Our life, in other words, should not be a free-flowing kind of life, practically. There must be a structure to your life. Your life must have a body. So if you look at Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 and then verse 33, the Bible says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on." Please underline the word body. Is not life more than food, and the body than clothing? Please underline life. But seek first the kingdom of God, that's verse 33, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So in this scripture you have underlined two words. The first one is body, and the second one is life. Jesus Christ over here teaches us how to prioritize things in our lives. He says that we should not be worried about food, drink, and clothing. These three things are for the beautification of our lives. When you eat, it goes to beautify you. When you drink, it goes to beautify you. And when you are clothed, it beautifies you. But Jesus tells us not to focus on these three things first.
Now, Jesus is trying there. Mama, them in Zama Ibasa, yes, you can act with me. Unzi and can when I brab.
In other words, don't be too preoccupied. I should say, don't be preoccupied with the beauty of your life, beautifying your life.
Now, Mama, there.
You know, that is the focus of most people. In our lives, we think about what I can do to make me look glorious, to make me look attractive, to make me look beautiful.
Na yemu pio he na brabo nu za yadwana na yebo sports mo aye fe na obi ehuno so oh eraba ho aye fe abrente ho aye fe oni za odihen kan ho he na brabo.
But Jesus says, don't let that be your first occupation.
Na Jesus mama yema eyi nzihen na brabo no kan.
He says that the life is more than food.
Na ose won kwan ohia sen ezibanara keke.
In other words, life is more important.
Na enkwan ohia sen de yebehwe ziban.
And he said that the body is more important than clothing.
Na ose ohunem dua no ohia sen atara ezibeshen.
So to Jesus, the two things he underlined, life and body, are more important to him and should be our focus in life.
Na Jesus ni insefua nkasefua bi na yetwa so no oyɛ nkwa na honem dua no yeza ohia ni ye.
If I put it together, I believe that our life must have a body.
Na sɛ yɛrekan hɛ no nkwa no oyɛ dɛ onya honem dua obotum na watene.
You see, body in this scripture we are looking at is talking about structure.
Na sɛ yɛrekan honam dua na ɔreka za osi hɔ a yebo hu.
Can we all say structure? God wants us to focus on structures. He says that if you focus on the structures of the kingdom in your life, all other things will be added to you. That is what he meant when he said, but seek first the kingdom. Don't seek food, shelter, clothing. Don't seek for the things that beautifies you, but seek first the kingdom of God. He's talking, the body Jesus Christ said is more than clothing, is the kingdom structures he wants us to seek first.
Na Jesus said that mama yenhwehwe eziban atar na zaye bono na osi yenzikan yenhwehwe ahemane kan na oma ye chance de honamdua no na ohia enti yebesi honam no ono na oye ahemane mu enhwehwe no kwere.
So he clearly teaches us
na ochre ni pefe
that if only you can have a structure
na oma ye chance yetum na yesi bibia
if only you can have a body
de yebenya honam a,
rest assured that all other things that go to beautify it will be granted to you by God. Jesus is very careful about building kingdom structures. That is why he said that seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The righteousness there can be understood as the standards of God, kingdom standards. Seek his standards in your life. Build his standards into your life. Build his structures into your life. And all other things that men are concerned about, for them to be great, for them to be glamorous, for them to be provided for. He says, all these things, I will ensure that you have them. If you put kingdom structures first in your life.
Na my Jesus oritre kosi inara yin de yebo bomboze na yesi ahemane mu nhyehye na yeka hotwe na ose nhyehye ya obobua ma yetum na yesi yejinjina do na yesi ahemane mu fapim papa na yezika na yesisi ahemane mu fapim na za waka de oye eliminyam wonipanyim za oboma hena brabo wetum na wakokan yezi ye wo bibiare mu no onara zebeka yen ho.
A self-organized life begins with knowing God's kingdom purpose for you, which is have dominion over the earth.
Now, Abraboa, Wankasa, Essenita, Obama, Etuna, Enya, Ahimanimu, Chafano, Oniza, Erasishade, Yebenya, Ahimanimu, Wahenabrabum.
It is important that you put before you the kingdom dominion in your practical life. Because every purpose of God faces a lot of competition and rivalry. from man's religious plans. If you look at the book of Proverbs, chapter number 19, the Bible tells us from verse 20, 19 and then verse 20, it says, listen to and receive instruction that you may be wise in your days. How do you become wise in your latter days? By listening to counsel or advice. And receiving instruction. Today you are receiving counsel from God's instructions. Why? So that you wise in your latter days. Verse 21. There are
more.
Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. The Bible said, listen to counsel. That's God's counsel.
Bible said,
receive God's instructions. That in your latter days, when you stand before the Lord, you become as wise. Because there are many plans in our hearts. Where are the plans? It is in the heart of men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes you look into your heart, you see there are many plans. And sometimes believers get confused because they feel, oh, but this one is in my heart. So it may be from God. Yes, I believe it is likely from God. But I can also say that it is not everything which is from God, which is of God.
So
God planted a garden in the east of Eden. God himself put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. But God said, don't eat it. It is possible for you to say, well, this one, I mean, I believe it in my heart. It's in the middle of my heart. But is it possible that, like the tree of life, tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it is in competition with the tree of life? Can we all say competing plans of men?
Competing plans of men.
They are in your heart.
They are in your heart.
The Bible says that nevertheless, it is God's purpose or counsel that stand. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And at the latter days, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, it is the purpose of dominion that God started in the beginning that will stand. It is the kingdom structures that will stand. All other things will burn in the fire because they are not of the kingdom. But that which is of the kingdom, which you have put into your life, that shall stand in your latter days.
Na za yebe za pepre de yebo shishe yebo huni narano za obeji na ye nitsimupo na wuzimu za yari shishe se yentum na yenya ahimanimu fapem na enshishe ya oboma yetum yejina yenenanda wanyenenda waka eino nyansa yebe nyano ombwa maza yede nyipa nyase yepri nyenu unjina bebia na maozimu ahimanimu enshishe ya oboma yezi bibiarado wo asasido.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the work. Embassy is a non-dependent denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord. And the purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and peace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Podcast.
So, I am telling us that leading an organized life after the kingdom, it begins by focusing on God's kingdom purpose of dominion.
Because
they are competing plans. There are elements in this world system that will try to run your life. These elements in the world system are in competition with God's kingdom purpose for you. Let's look at some of them. As we go on, you identify them in your own life. That these are elements of the world that are fighting and competing with the kingdom system in your life. The first of these elements of the world is what I call urgent issues. Crisis. Pressing problems. Schedules and deadlines. Proximate issues of life. There are some things which are far away, but there are some things which are very close to you. There are some things which are very urgent in your life. These are created by the devil to compete with God's kingdom purpose in your life. So if you do not take care, you see that practically in your life, you run from one crisis to another crisis. As soon as you solve this problem, your health will rise up. As soon as you solve it, another problem with your child will rise up. As soon as you solve it, your wife or your workplace or deadlines, and it keeps coming and coming and coming. The second element in this world system that you have to work with, let them run your life. They are social issues. Things that men applaud. Things that are pleasing before men. Things that men want to see to amend you. Things that are popular among men. Things that men give attention to. About social issues. There are things you cannot run away from. They include all the funerals in the world. They include all the naming ceremonies. Those things are in your workplaces. They include all the programs you have to follow in your workplace. Level of these things. Your Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof, they are nice ways. They are the ways of death. The end thereof. Now it looks wonderful. Now he looks like he's pregnant. He also came. Hey, they came. I mean, it's wonderful and pleasing before men. But be careful that these things do not eclipse God's kingdom purpose plan in your life.
What
things we talk about? The expectation of others. Sometimes you can let the expectations of other people, your husband, your wife, your relatives, you can let their expectations run your life. The expectations of your peers. Maybe you were a preacher man. If you do not take care, you will let the expectations of other people run. As a young person, you can let expectations of your friends run your life. Run your life against the kingdom purpose of God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are things in the world. I can also talk about an element in this world we call a fatigue. Hey, fatigue can run your life. Oh, Pastor, I am tired. How many people are run by their tiredness? Pastor, are you trying to say we shouldn't get tired? No, we should all get tired. Even Jesus got tired. But tiredness must not run against God's kingdom purpose for you. Jesus said that he was tired, the body was weak. Yet still, because of God's kingdom purpose for which he came in the Garden of Gethsemane, he still went on, although he should have slept like all the other apostles, because he was also 100% human. But he went on. He went on. Fatigue, whether it's spiritual fatigue or physical fatigue or mental fatigue or social fatigue, must not run your life.
There, Jesus cut the wabre. Nansu wama ebreno and shene krado. Ma wenje ne botaya onam dema obe yazimu. De obo waji amena wo unkwa. Nansu okodo na wandede ishiyam. And the magma, Yenebre, on Shayanudo, Nayanka, oh, make you may, why is in the door? Now, Debbie, I'm upon a mabre, not minutes in part of our own in Jemu to baby.
Many times you'll be required to do the thing that God has ordained for you to do in tiredness.
Now, well, in Penipino, Zanamisha, Ebe Wabrabono, or ye get a young one in Brahim.
Don't say, I'm tired, Pastor, I'm tired, my wife, I'm tired, my husband, I'm tired. Even in the midst of tiredness, what God wants you to do, you must do it. I'm trying to get us to organize our lives, not after these things that the world has structured, because if you do not organize your life yourself, the world will organize your life for you.
Amen. Nessa Ambon was in the ABCC, Wabrabona, Amanyamene Botea, offer Wabrabon with Ukana. If Yasa Yumu, honor a betrothal, or there as Wabrabo as ye, not a better shaman.
Now let's look at why we need to have a self organized life. Build that structure into your life right now.
Now your Bosha Saints are over there.
Number one, God is not the author of chaos but order.
confusion in Zama Ejim, Nawayanya, Nibibiarano, or Sisian Pepepe.
God is not a God of chaos, but a God of order.
Yanyame, on Yanyamia, or Yabasabasa, or Yanyamia, Nibibiaran, or Sisian Ye.
As an example to us, he organized a garden in the eastern of Eden, eastern side of Eden, gave it to mankind, and he said that keep the order.
Na fato hunyi de nyame sese Eden throne mu na odi nipa jinim na okechen de sesie throne oni de nyame ne sese.
In other words, God wants us to follow his example of how he organized chaos in the very beginning, in the first kingdom era.
Na nyame ne sese yin de yebotum na yahwe de yesi ehaw na atiti bia yesi baba mo wednya indididu pepepe dembre orbo wiaze na shase no nzamati.
Our Lord wants self discipline self organized citizens who organize their lives in the right way of the kingdom.
Na nyame hwehwe de yebeye nkofo a yesi yahudu ye na yesi henzema nyara yedi tutu ye na yesi nzamado ma
believers must be organized. People must be able to look at your life and see that there is a body in your life.
Because
the life that Jesus was talking about is not just, he wasn't just talking about your biological life where you are breathing. He's talking about your life that must have a body.
Now, Jesus, on can in Quakeka or to the edge of home, now or Kade, what that Abraba, Ibotu na Abo, na Esinye.
Number two,
what's it be?
Why we need to have a self organized life as a structure.
Central or the Yenya Abraba, Yatunye.
Jesus had an organized life.
Jesus, not over Abraba, Yatunye.
This organized life that Jesus had was woven around the kingdom purpose of God for him.
Now, Jesus na bashinya ide. Nya miti mu pa ofa na brabo hu, manara Jesus na brabo.
What is the kingdom purpose of God for Jesus and for all of us is dominion.
Na nya miti mu pa ofa Jesus na brabo hu, oni de obezi bibiara do. Jamam itimu pa nara so na ofa amina ude yebezi bibiara do.
He modeled this organized life. He taught us to have an organized life. He was so organized that when he rose from death, even the clothes that was used to wrap him, that was bloodstained, Jesus Christ folded it nicely and put it down and left the tomb.
Now, oh, we sorry, Puno. A time I was it to no one, and Kayabeka or Sora, Yemu be at the Sora, Yanitam, baby, Ebony Biana, yat watching. Jesus, one to watching, on Yabutel, not Obowe, not or the two Bia or the other two.
Tell the next person, organize your life.
Say, see what, Brabo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God doesn't like chaos. Organize your life.
Yame on Pebasabasa, ye, or ye dead, yes, see, and Abrabo ye.
I'm not talking about physical. I'm not only talking about physical organizing your life, like your clothes and then your shoes and your socks and those things. Ladies and gentlemen, you can. I'm talking about your life, your life, your life. Yes. Do you have your, can I call it spiritual clothing? Spiritual clothing and your spiritual shoes and your spiritual socks and underwear, everything jammed up, jumbled up, everything. But we see you dressed up nicely.
Mercy. So sumuno, is it shabby and obi bia basabasa? Na eba hunemusa, what's that ebo bini dem na ejagra, and tumna and koho sande, socks daha, shoe daha, nil top. Za osha inarano, wapetsu hobasa. Na onyet dem insisieno, or ye de ye bombosna, yes, she bibiara, ma nyame, na himana nitsim pono, was soon sum na huara, ozimu pepepe.
The next thing I want to share with us
about
why we need to organize your life after a kingdom purpose of dominion is because the Bible says first the natural, then the supernatural.
That
is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 46. You need to organize your life because first the natural, then the supernatural. Some people think that it's a border for you to organize your life. Let's do things that will show that we are of God. Let's do things that will project us, make us look glamorous and attractive people.
You came from heaven to
earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.